מורנו רבנו הגאון אברהם מחסידי זצ"ל, הסון of מורנו רבנו מורן הרב סולובייצ'יק זצ"ל. This question about going on to Harabai is three times in 21 years. First time I asked him, he told me my shver was opposed to it. My shver meaning my father-in-law. I'm sorry, I have no voice. My father-in-law was opposed to it. I can't go up to Harabai. And the Rav was opposed to it. I heard Rav Soloveitchik himself say, I'll mention it. I happen to have a list of my requirements for this. I carry with me. Come out all the time. My father-in-law was opposed to it. And I can't do it. I waited about 7 years, Shmuel. I asked him 7 years later. So he tells me, Abuchastain, you already asked me this question 7 years ago. I was pretty embarrassed. and I told you then that my shver is opposed to it. But now, I'll tell you that there are a lot of technicalities here, a lot of technical issues. And it could be technically, it may be permissible. That's what he told me. And then he showed me a number of sources, some of them by which I wrote down. But I can't do it. The third time I asked him, he said, you're sure I'm what? I asked him maybe 21 years after the first time. This is the third time you asked me this question. He was a very frightening person. Big tzaddik. And I go, I thought the only tzaddik I have about him, what's greater, is goyness or tzidkus. So you've asked me, this is the third time you've asked me, and he said, I can't go up. Why not? Because it says in the pasuk, umidoshi tiro. You have to have Mora of the Beis Hamikdash. Said to me, Rav Lichtenstein, I'm not holding by that Madrega. You hear what I just told you? I'm not holding by that. Look at the end of Bahar. You have a Chumash in front of you? Oh, sorry. He is full. You have to see the Chumash here. You're up to this. Is there a Chumash over there? I don't know. Anyways. This pasuk is found twice in Chumash, by the way. I think I've mentioned this a number of times. Shmuel, you have to be into this, because you're always into these matters. The pasuk, the end of Bahar, the last pasuk in Bahar, it says, Ashafsosai tishmaru. You see that? Umigdashi tiro ani Hashem. So there's a din called Mora Migdash. Rav Soloveitchik spoke about this topic a number of times. In different contexts. This pasuk is also found in Kedoshim, Perek Yutes, Pasuk Mamed. Look at Perek Yutes, Pasuk Mamed. You have to see this. Eshab Sosai Tishmoro Midoshi Tiro Ani Hashem. Exactly the same pasuk. Isn't that amazing? It's not the only time the Torah repeats Pesukim. But that, we're talking about the Torah. And when the Torah repeats the pasuk, there has to be a reason. I'm not discussing that right now. I asked that question also to Avraham Chassid Tzatzal. Many, many years ago. My father was bothered by this kasha. Why the Torah repeats the pasuk twice? See here? You don't trust me. Kedoshim Yutes, Yonah, here. Kedoshim Yutes, pasuk, where did I say it was? Lamed. Here. Take a look. Here the two places. Keep your finger between the two. Kedoshim Yutes, Lamed, and the other place was, I just told you, what did I say? The end of Pasha's Daha. So, but it says one thing, it says, Midashi Tiro. There's a din of Mora Midash. You have to have fear of the Beis HaMikdash. So that's not a simple matter to have fear of the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore he said to me, Rav Lichtenstein, that he is not holding by that Madrega. There's a Gemara in Yevamos on Davov. The Gemara says that Nemar Shmira B'Shabbos V'Nemar Mora B'Mikdash. Mashmir Ha'avur B'Shabbos. Just like when it says, Shomer Siyam HaShabbos, the Pasha of Hanan. You're not afraid of Shabbos, but what are you afraid of? Mimi Shehizir ala Shabbos. You're afraid of the Ribbono Shel Olam, he's the one who directed us to observe the Shabbos. Af Mora Hamura B'Mikdash, lo Mimikdash Atayim Siyare, ela Mimi Shehizir ala Mikdash. Namely, referring to Hashem, who commanded us, who enjoined us regarding the Mikdash. The Gemara then says, Ezoi Mora Mikdash, you know this Gemara from Masechet Megillah. Adam, who you are. Ezoi Mora Mikdash, it's also Gemara in Brachos. Okay, I can't. And it's also Gemara Yevamos. Ezoi Mora Migdash, lo yikones adam harabayis b'maklo, b'minolo, b'pundaso, b'avak shal gabi raglo. You have to go to the Beis HaMikdash with a certain kind of Mora, lo yasena kapandarya, etc., etc. And Rav Soloveitchik said once a shiur on this topic, and he pointed out the difference between the Beis HaKnesses and the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaKnesses, what tone is relevant there? Kavod. You have to have kavod for a shul. That means you should enter. The Gemara says in Brachos, Don't stay in the back. Go into the shul. There, we are, shall we say, what is the proper posture in the Beis HaMikdash? Pasin kisavo. Vishtachadiso me'ashem alokah. You have to bow down. Prostrate yourself. Vashen ki in the Beis HaKnesses, what does the Rambam say in Hilchos Tefillah? That in the Beis HaKnesses, the posture is, Shayishiva shom yizkeh abitzvahi. Sitting there. Shenemar, Ashrei, Yoshvei v'secha. Very striking, Rambam. Because how do we translate Ashrei, Yoshvei v'secha? That we say every day, happy are those who dwell in your house. And that's what the Pashup Shad is. The Rambam interpreted differently. Yeshiva means physical yeshiva. Sitting. That's why Sfadu, what do they do? The whole davenings? Sit. Including Kaddish. You don't understand the Shech Tzibra. They stand for Shmoneh Esrei. That's what they have to do. But otherwise, you sit the whole time because it says, Ashrei Yoshvei v'secha. They all jump on the Rambam, pointing out to the Rambam, Kilu, he doesn't know, that the word yeshiva means what? To dwell. Such as, give me another example, Pasuk Emor, Basukas Teshu Shivas Yomim, Yomaran Sukkah, Teshu Kein Toduro. Teshu means to what? To dwell. Or, beginning of Sefer Dvarim, Vayeshu B'Kadesh Yomim Rabim, Kayom Masher Yishatem. They dwell, they lived in Kadesh. Correct. There are many examples, many rides against the Rambam. Okay, that's not my problem, however. I just mentioned that in by way of introduction to this topic. Okay, so now, that's what Alok Steve told me. And I basically follow the psalm of my Rebbe. And the reason is not only that, but also the fact is that I heard from Rav Soloveitchik that it's inappropriate to go up to Har HaBayis, and therefore I don't do it. I listen to my Rabbeim, and that's what I do. Now the question, of course, there are several questions. I'll mention a number of them. One is there an Isur to ascend to Har HaBayis? Assuming there is an Isur, under what circumstances, or what are the preconditions, or what are the, shall we say, parameters? You know, the Mikdash is divided into a number of areas. I assume you're familiar with it. There's the Kodesh Kodoshim, and then there's the Heichal, and then there's the Har HaBayis. That's, by the way, that division is a division at a Daraisa level. Min HaTorah, there are three different areas of the Beis HaMikdash, and there are different halachas that relate to Kodesh Kodoshim. Who is allowed to enter the Kodesh Kodoshim, but only when? Once a year, and that is? The Kohen Gadol, Yom Kippurim, as you know, he can enter the Kodesh Kodoshim. The Heichal, the Gemara says that, that's quoted by the Rambam Halacha, actually. I'll read the Lashon of the Rambam in Perek Beis, Halacha Aleph and Beis, the Vilchus Bias Mikdash. He says, Ein Kohen Gadol Nichnas Kodesh Kodoshim, Elam Yom Kippurim, Yom Kippurim. The Kohen Hed, Nichnas the Kodesh, La'avod B'chol Yom. However, V'huzeru Kol HaKohanim, Shelo Yikonsu the Kodesh, or the Kodesh Kodoshim, Shelo B'shas Avoda. They're not allowed to enter the Kodesh Kodoshim or the Kodesh during a time which is not the time of the Avoda. And the Rambam quotes Pesukim, it's based on the Gemara Menachos, and apparently the impression one has is that since Kohanim work in the Beis HaMikdash, they have a special Isur to enter the Heichal, Shalom Shas Avoda. Now, you know that the word Kodesh in the Torah actually refers to either the Kodesh Kadoshim or the Heichal. These are the different areas. I'm not going to read the entire Rambam. Perhaps you also are aware that, I assume you are, you probably learned this Gemara. Where? That's right. Ein yeshiva b'azara l'malchei b'zdov b'lvad. The Gemara says, who can sit in the azara? Only malchei b'zdov. I'll let you point that out. That shir, which is published in Shmuel Zecha Avivori, those very nice gray svarim or blue svarim, the old edition, that the difference between the Knesset and the Mishabikdash is that Beis Knesset is whose home? Whose home is the shul? The shul is our home, correct? And that's why the pasture is one of yeshiva. We have to be comfortable there. And covered is the proper pasture. Hashem, the Mishabikdash is the home of whom?
Hashem.
That's right. That's why the proper pasture there is ishtachavah, prostrating oneself. The rabbi went further, quoted the Gemara in Brachas, first parak, but nobody's here from Shan Aleph. Anyway, so the Gemara says in the first parak of Brachas, like a Rebbe comes to shul, as it were, sees there's no minyan, it gets very upset. I came to visit you in the shul and there's no minyan. That's inappropriate. It's not proper. My house. Based on the Gemara at the end of Brachas, pointed out that a Beis Knesset is kibeso, like your home. And that's how Rav Soloveitchik said a 4-hour shiur on this topic. Very fascinating. I'm not discussing that. I just gave you a glimpse of that. Yes, Oved, what do you want to say? Shechina? Of course. The Gemara says in Megillah. What does the Gemara say in Megillah? It's a Beis HaMikdash Ma'at. Correct? The pasuk in Cheskel. Va'ela mikdash ma'at. So there is a shechina in the Beis HaKnesses as well. Of course there is. Mm-hmm. However, it's not the same as in the Beis HaMikdash. That's correct. There's no question. I'm not denying it, but I'm saying the distinction between the two, as Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, that in the Mikdash there's a din of Morah. Mikdashi Tiro, as I showed you these two psukim. In the Beis HaKnesses, it's more of a kavod that wants to show to a Makom Tefillah, but the Kedusha is not the same. Now let's get to the area, of course, which is the Mishneh Brachos. Mishneh says in Har HaBayis, as you know, there's a third area. What does it say about the Har HaBayis? Lo Yikonas Har HaBayis B'Maklo. You're not supposed to go into the Har HaBayis. It's also not only Mishneh Brachos, a Sugya and Megillah that Adam is familiar with. Lo Yikonas Har HaBayis B'Maklo, B'Min Olo, B'Pundoso, B'Avak Shah Raglo. Lo Yasen Kapandaria. You shouldn't make a shortcut out of the Har HaBayis area. And the Gemara has a whole list of further Yisurin. However, you're not supposed to, shall we say, carry on the Beis HaMikdash as if it's your house. So now I want to read the Rambam. The Rambam Beis HaPchira, Perek Zayin, Aleph and Beis. Mitzvah Asay, Lira Min HaMikdash. You're supposed to have fear of the Beis HaMikdash. Guess which passage the Rambam quotes. Shenemar, U'Mikdashi Tiro. What I just showed you. And then the Rambam goes on to say, I'm skipping, Beizo Yiraso, what's called Yira of the Beis HaMikdash? Lo Yikonet Sotun HaRabayis, B'maklo, B'milosh, B'raglo, don't go in with your shoes, or Bapundaso, or the Avaksha Raglo, or B'moros HaTzurun, or B'sadino, you have a money pouch, people carry money pouches, don't go in with that. Vein Tzorach Loma Shosu, La Rok B'chol HaRabayis, to expectorate. You're not permitted to do that? Expectorate. In Yiddish they would say, Shbayos. They had in one my day when I was growing up a spittoon. You don't want to know what it is. When they would get to the Aleinu, the elderly gentleman, when they said, Shem Yishtachavim Lohevah Barik, Muspal Malel Yoshia, they would shbayos into the spittoon, right in the middle of the shul. Not Svardim, Ashkenazim. They would spit out all the saliva that they would gather and put it into this spittoon. Okay, don't ask me this question. Anyway, you're not allowed to expectorate Baharabais. Ellen is Damin Larok, etc. I read further. V'lo yikonis lo Ellen l'dvar mitzvah. What does it say about the Harabais? What are you allowed to enter the Harabais? Only for one purpose? Advar mitzvah. Question is, what does that mean? An Adam Tahar is not allowed to enter the Harabais shalom l'shem mitzvah. What's the makar? Says the Kesem Mishnah right here on the spot. U'mashikasa lo yikonis lo advar mitzvah b'perek b'nei ha'ir. That's not in the Megillah. He quotes the Gemara that from Kesem Abayis. Amrin min hachil gabi sakneses. That it says the gabi a shul. Can I go into a shul that's pouring outside and I wish to, shall we say, take shelter? No. I can only go in if I do what? Correct. I do, namely, I take out a sefer, say some tilim, read some sukkim, learn some chumash, discuss the issue of sakal yisakal ashor, etc. I tell you, my Rebbe used to say, that's the third grade Rebbe, the jokester. He said, how do you know he's supposed to shakal when you daven? Because it says shakal yisakal ashor.
Say that one.
So I told my father, Chedem Racha, we wanted to have the Rebbe fired for that too. So it says in the Kesem Mishneh that the marker for this is the Beis HaKnesses, Kolshke, the Beis HaMikdash. If in the Beis HaKnesses you can't enter except for the Bar Mitzvah, so certainly the Beis HaMikdash. And that's the Gemara in Megillah. You know that Gemara, correct? The Gemara says, Beis HaKnesses Shechorev in Masvim Kusokho, you can't make a clothesline there. In Parsel L'Tochim Mitzudos, you can't go ahead and use it to trap all types of animals. In Shokhan Agago Peros, you can't use it to dry your fruit. And on, you can't make a kapadari out of it. The Gemara tells the story. Namely, Rabina, Rabada, Ramasna, up to Zilch and the Mitzvah, they were talking and learning outside. They went into shul. And they said, not that we went into shul because we're want to protect ourselves in the rain, but rather, Shmaitzavoy Tzulsa Yom HaDisalma. What does that mean? They need Yishev Hadas. When it's pouring cats and dogs, they have no Yishev Hadas. So that's why they can go to the shul to talk and learn. Anyway, what he sees in this sugya is that you're not allowed to enter neither of Beis HaKnesses, and certainly Kol Shekein, the Harabayis, Shalom V'Shem Mitzvah. That is a very clear statement. Now, you, I assume you're aware, it's in Masechet Megillah, but this I can't hold you responsible for. Machlokes HaRishonim, that's found in the Megillah, between the Ramban, on the one hand, the Ramban says, what is the Kedusha of Beis HaKnesses? Yes, this I can hold you responsible for. The Gemara says in Megillah, there are two types of Kedusha. Tashmish Mitzvah and Tashmish Kedusha. What's the difference between them? What's the example of Tashmish Mitzvah? Right, one requires Geniza, one is Nignaza, one is Nizrokin. So if I have any Tashmish Mitzvah, once the Mitzvah is no longer operative, I can discard it. Of course, nicely. But Surah Mechubedet, Mashen Ken, if I have what's called Tashmish Kedusha, like Tefillin, Sefer Torah, I'm not getting into the definition of what each one is. There, of course, Nignaza, you have to put into Geniza. So the Ramban says, the Kedusha of Esaknes says, you know what it's likened to? It's like the strands of tzitzis. Like chutei tzitzis. What's the status of chutei tzitzis? What is it called? Tashmish mitzvah. And that's what a shul is. Now, the problem, of course, is that that applies to what? To a Beis HaKnesses. And now the question is, what about the Beis HaMikdash? Clearly is different than the Beis HaKnesses. But other Rishonim understand differently. They understand, the Rambam understands that it's not simply Tashmishe Mitzvah. The Ran actually discusses this. It might even very well be a kind of Tashmishe Kedusha. Okay, I'm not getting into that problem right now. I just want to mention that there's clearly an Isur of entering the Harabayis Shalom Bavaka Mitzvah, we just said. And that means the following. If let's say a person wants to enter the Harabayis because he wants to be spiritually elevated. I want to have a psychedelic experience, spiritual. Is that cool? The Dvar Mitzvah. If a person thinks that by going to Harbayis, it will enhance my Yerah Shamayim, I assume that is what we are talking about with certain groups. It will enhance my Yerah Shamayim. Is he allowed to do so? As opposed to, I want to go up to Harbayis because I want to have a tiyul there. I want to have a class trip, a class to you. You know, you're not allowed to enter the Harabayis, as it says, I just read, Bin Alayim, Bin Makal Shaviyada, with shoes, and things of that sort. Let me ask you a question. Can I enter the Harabayis with my electric bicycle? I want to take a little spin on the Harabayis with my electric bicycle. I don't think it's mentioned explicitly, but I imagine the portion of it's also. That's not permissible. In general, you probably know that Rabban Chumash writes, Rabban Shmos, beginning of Shmos, where the Torah speaks about Moshe Rabbeinu and the snare. What was he told? Similarly, Yeshua was also told, Shal ne'olecha me'avaglecha. Why should his shoes be removed? Ki amok ha'mashata omid alav ad maskodeshu. In general, Rabban writes that whenever there's hashuas hashrino, you're not allowed to be with shoes. That's why Kohen and the Mesemikdash, how did they work? The Mon Yuma. They worked yachef. They worked barefoot. But I'm just simply pointing out that there is an iser to enter the Harabayis, and that's what we refer to over here. Shalom l'shem mitzvah. Okay, yes?
Does it mean, I think, only leather shoes, right?
Yeah, generally that's what's called the shoe. That is nogea to many areas. Number one to Yom Kippur, to the sugya den yivamis, mitzvah chalitza, what kind of shoe, v'cholza nalo, where else are shoes relevant? What? Tisha B'Av, correct. You have a number of areas where you have discussion about shoes and the like. But I'm simply indicating that there's an Isur to enter the Harabayis, Shalom L'Shem Mitzvah. Now, you also probably know about Harabayis, there's the issue of Tumah. I'm not going to go into the whole issue. Actually, I have here in my Ma'amar Kumos a whole list of items that relate to Tumah B'Tara. But the most significant area, probably, I assume you're aware of it, is the issue of, namely, a Balkeret. The Rambam says, when he writes, a Balkeri has to go outside of the Machil Leviyo. The Rambam says, Vias Migdash Mitzvah, say, to send away all the Tumayim and Amigdash, took in the Chumash. And Balkeri actually would seem to be allowed to enter the Harabayis because he speaks about being sent out of two Machanos But the Balkari is not the Tami Mishka of Moshe, but the Gemara actually is Masha, the Balkari goes out of the two Machanos, and this is the question how you deal with this issue of Balkari. But we generally assume that, as I just mentioned over here, that there is an issue with reference to Balkari. Okay, as I said, but that's not my issue in and of itself. I'm just simply pointing out there's a person with Balkari, we pass it to the Rabbis. That's why usually those who do go, what do? They go to the mikvah. They go to the mikvah beforehand. And that's how you take care of that problem. Even those who are forced to go up to Harbais, let's say Chayalim, soldiers. Israeli soldiers, that's what they do. Those that are observant, obviously, will go to the mikvah beforehand. And in order to avoid this particular problem of a Balkari who's not allowed to enter the Harbais. Yeah, what do you want to say? I'm sorry. Let me just point out the status of Harbais with Manenu. I assume you are familiar with it a little bit. I'll read the Lashon of Rambam again in Beis Abchira. Even though the Mishamidash was destroyed, Chayv Adam the Moro, the still din of Moro Mikdash, Kemosha Yanoig Bibinyanu, Lo Yeshiva Zora, Lo Yakol Rosho, and the Rambam says that there's a din of Moro Mikdash that still applies. I'm not going to read the entire Rambam, it's a long Rambam over here. You probably do are aware because you learn Megillah. So the Moro Megillah has a distinction between Dusha Rishon and Dusha Shnia of Eretz Yisrael, except in the Mokam Mikdash, the Rambam passed it. Makam Mikdash, no matter what happens, is kadosh from the very beginning because it's based on Hashras Hashchina, Hashchina and the Betela. But I'm not going to read the whole thing. However, there's a Ravid. There's a very famous Ravid, and this Ravid is a very important Ravid. And the Ravid essentially argues in the Rambam. He says that Kedusha Rishona lo kitchel asalavo. It was bottled that Kedusha. The Rambam disagrees. He says regarding the Mikdash, it was not bottled. Regarding the rest of Eretz Yisrael, it was bottled, but not regarding Mikdash. And the Ravid disagrees. And number two, the Ravid assumes that somehow. There's a distinction, he writes over here, between the Kedusha HaBayis and the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, which means that today, even according to those who say Eretz Yisrael is Kadosh, but the Kedusha, the extra Kedusha of Yishalayim, or the Mikdash, according to the Ravid, is not relevant, and therefore the Ravid says, I read his Lashon. Lepikach, HaNichnas Ata Shom, Ein Bo Kares. Someone who enters the Makom HaMikdash today, Ein Bo Kares. So the question is, what does the Ravid mean by that statement? Why did the Rabbi say there's no kares when you enter the Har HaBayis? When according to him it should be Mutar L'Katchila. If there's no Kedusha, and the Kedusha was Bato, why can I enter the Har HaBayis? So our Soleji was of the opinion, and this is what I heard the Rav speak about, this Rabbi. And by the way, not just the Rav quoted Rav Kook's Atzal. Rav Kook writes in his Chuvos very clearly that the Rabbi is masking this Issa d'Oraisa today, to go up to the area of the Makom HaMikdash. Albeit not at the level of Kares. Others say no, the Rambam holds is an Issa d'Rabbanan. But there's some Issa, whether it's Alav or whether it's less than Alav, maybe the Rabbanan in nature. But you probably are aware of the Meiri in Shavuos. The Meiri says in Shavuos, where is that? And up to Zion. The Meiri says in Shavuos, he points out that the meaning is to enter the Makom HaMikdash, but it's a Das Yochid. Most Poskim don't agree with the Meiri. Most Poskim assume that they're not allowed to enter the Har HaBayis. Whether the Issa is an Issa of the Issa and Issa of the Rabbanan, okay, here there's room for interpretation. But there's some sort of Issa that's involved over here. It could be that maybe the Rabbi here is of the opinion, he's only talking about the issue of Tumah, which today is no longer relevant. But there's still a mitzvah of Moreh Mikdash. I started with that. The story of Rav Lichtenstein. Mikdash Yiti Rose, and then a Moreh Mikdash. Because our Soleji always saw the Mikdash as being a dialectic, having two different dimensions. One is the Mikdash is a Makom Avoda, called the work of the Beis Mikdash, and two, there's an element of Beis Abchira. But the fact of the matter is that the mitzvah of Moreh Mikdash perhaps is chal, even according to the Rambam, even in our day and age, there's a din of Moreh Mikdash. Okay, this I said simply by way of some of the Rambam comments that I have over here on this piece of paper with reference to the whole question. But to be honest with you, and here is what I've like to share with you a bit more on this matter, is that there is, besides what I just mentioned to you, as you are undoubtedly aware, the Rabbanut HaRashit, the chief rabbinate of this country, has a long-standing isur against going up to the Har HaBayis. It was already proclaimed decades ago. It's been maintained by all the chief rabbis. I'm very into the Rabbanut HaRashit, if you don't mind. You can disagree with me. But I'm very into the chief rabbinate of this of the state of Israel, and I feel we have, shall we say, a lot of a big obligation to actually follow their directives. And what I'm going to do now is I'm going to discuss different aspects of this issue, what I call Mikdashi Tiro. Rav Moshe Lichtman Shlita will tell you that many years ago he was present in a yeshiva called Mivaseret. He learned in the Kollel there in Mivaseret many, many years ago. And at one Shabbos there was a debate between two Gedolei Yisrael. I won't mention their names. Did he tell you about this?
Rishiva did it on alumni Shabbos.
Okay. It's not a secret. There was a debate between two Gedolei Yisrael. One of them felt that there's no problem as long as you prepare properly to go on to the Makom HaMikdash, the Har Habayis. And the other one was passionately opposed to it. I felt it's inappropriate. As I said to you, my Rabbeim were opposed to it. That's why I don't go up to Har Habayis. And maybe I should mention, perhaps you are aware of it, perhaps you're not aware of it, but just by way of background, in it was Tough Rish Beites. That is, where are we now? We are Ayin Vav. So this is 87 years ago. So when was that? Okay. So if you remember, at that time there were many, you don't remember, I mean, but if you read, I don't remember either. But if you read, there were actually many, many uprisings at that point in time regarding the Kesel HaMarovi. Of course, of our cousins. And the Brits, that is the British government, at that point actually suggested that we should announce that the Kotel is no longer ours. And this will, shall we say, hopefully appease the rioters and the terrorists. You are undoubtedly aware that there's been a wave of unfortunate stabbings the last number of months, and all actually based on what? On this shmua that circulated that we basically wanted to take over that area. You're aware of that, are you? Even though they don't need much, shall we say, they have many, many excuses to go ahead and engage in provocation, so this really is a pretty lame excuse. But even then, this goes back many, many years. I'm giving you an example of what happened to Tafresh Beites. So they thought that if we were to go ahead and essentially give up on the Kotel area, on the Harabayit, the Makom HaMikdash, it would quiet and placate the rioters. So the Jewish agency decided to accept this proposal, but they wanted to ask two great Gedolei Yisrael what their thinking was. So first they went to Kuk Zatzal, and the other person they went to was the Rabbi Yerushalayim, Rabbi Yisrael Chaim Zunfleim. They both were obviously very significant figures and, at that point in time. So Rav Kook, on the spot, answered the Jewish agency emissaries and representatives. He told them that the Kotel does not belong to us. Who's the Baal on the Kotel? Who's the Baal on the Makom HaMikdash? Who's the Baal on the Har Habayit? Ribono Shel Olam. The Almighty is the owner. And therefore, we're not in a position to go ahead and, shall we say, either give it up or to go and make compromises. We're not the owner. Can I go ahead and say that Shimi, Shlita, that your Gemara is no longer your Gemara? I'm giving it to Alec, I'm giving it to Ofek or someone. I have no right to do that. I'm not a Bailam on your Gemara. So Rav Kook said, we're not a Bailam on the Kotel area. It belongs to Hashem Yisbarach. It belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he said that I'm going to send the Shliach to Rav Yisrael Chaim Zunfleim to inform him of my opinion. On the way, guess whom his shliach met? He met the shliach of Yisrael Chaim Zunfleim. They met each other, and then he was going to Rav Kook And it turned out that Rabbi Yisrael Zudelfeld said exactly the same thing. The kotel is not ours. We have no Bible on it that we can go ahead and be mevater on it. It belongs to Hashem Yisbarach. And by the way, this also is a very significant statement, not just with reference to, shall we say, the Har HaBayit area, but also with reference to Eretz Yisrael in general. I don't think we should be so quick to be mevater on Chalakim of Eretz Yisrael. It's true that our Soloveitchik Paskin is going to be a true piece, a genuine piece, an authentic piece. Who determines that? The generals, etc. So then we can go ahead and be mevater. But the fact is that, unfortunately and tragically, it doesn't look like there's going to be that kind of peace in our day and age, unless Moshiach Tzidkenu Sheyavo Meher Yameinu will arrive in the scene and somehow arrange that. But my point is that clearly the area of the Mikdash is not an area that's ours. We don't have Bailus on it. And so it's not so simple to go ahead and treat it as if we are the Bailim and the Makam HaMikdash and therefore can do as we wish. And I want to share with you, I actually Xeroxed this a while ago, but I assume you are undoubtedly somewhat familiar with these matters. Most of the Gdol Yisrael that I'm familiar with are opposed to going up to the Har HaBayis. I should read the following tshuva from Rav Kook Zatzal, Mishpat Kohen, where he writes very clearly that Chazal wanted us to cultivate this idea of Mora Migdash. Ukishem Shatora Yechika Sa'odam Barov HaPamim Min HaMigdash. He says, Dafka, because I'm distancing myself the Beis HaMigdash, that will in effect succeed in engendering the proper derachera to respect, the proper Mora that one should have for the Beis HaMigdash. Umatzinu Yachas HaKdusha V'akovav Aydei Harchoka Ushlila Kirov. That when a person distances himself from something, so then one has a greater sense of Mora. There's an English expression. Distance makes the heart grow fonder. But that's usually used in a different context. But it's the same idea, really, that we have to be cognizant of the Mora Mikdash. Generally, another expression, familiarity breeds contempt. And the more familiar we are, by the way, you are undoubtedly aware, to me this is also, I should point this out as well. You know, and you are aware of this, unquestionably, anything that's Kadosh, in order to preserve its Kedusha, it has to be with tremendous tzniyus, with tremendous modesty, namely, kli b'toch kli. We take a sefer Torah, we put a mantle on it, a covering, and then we take that sefer Torah with the mantle and put it inside the Aron Kodesh. In the Aron Kodesh, we put a parochas on top of the Aron Kodesh, kli b'toch kli b'toch kli b'toch kli. Anytime we want to have Kedusha, it has to be protected. It has to be protected for people who become overly familiar with it, and as a result, really, can violate the Kedusha. So Rav Kook here writes very clearly that unquestionably we should maintain a distance, and he obviously, as I mentioned earlier, held like the position of the Ravid, and again, as I said, there are different ways of interpreting the Ravid, whether it's an Isa the Abanan or an Isa the Isa. And then I want to read to you the following conversation. It actually was a written dialogue that took place between two individuals. One of them held it was permissible to go to the Har HaBayis, but it's very clear Rav Kook's position was completely opposed to it. And the Rav Lutar Rashid is completely opposed to it. And most of the Gdol Yisrael are completely opposed to it, for all kinds of reasons. By the way, another reason, which is also very relevant today, is the issue of provocation. Because, as I mentioned, even though they use it as an excuse, and as far as they're concerned, any excuse is fine, even the fact that we are in Yerushalayim, or for that matter, in Beit Shemesh, or in Tel Aviv, as far as they're concerned, it's provocative. And we should basically leave the country and simply let them do as they wish. So I agree that there are a lot of excuses being utilized over here. But at the same time, here, as Soloveitchik said, when one is going up to the Har HaBayis, one is playing with fire. Kuris is playing with fire. And he felt we should not be doing so. Now, in general, I probably have mentioned this to you a number of times. I grew up with Rabbeim who felt that one does not have to do things that are exotic in order to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that means a lot of things that people do. I won't mention all the items, you know some of them. But I personally think that the way to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu primarily is the following. We say in the Shemoneh Esrei. Hashiveinu Avinu L'Sor HaSecha. V'Karveinu Malkeinu L'Avod HaSecha. V'Achzireinu B'Tshuva Hashem L'Fanecha. What's the best way to come close to Hashem and do Tshuva? Hashiveinu, Avinu, Lasara Secha. It's by learning the sugya of Motzi Shemra, and by doing those sugyas in Pagin Dibura, that's how you get close to HaKadosh Baruch. By studying Masechta Megillah, you get close to HaKadosh Baruch. By davening properly in Tzfas or elsewhere, you get close to HaKadosh Baruch. I don't think you have to go up in the Har Abayis in order to get close to HaKadosh Baruch. People feel the need to do things that are either exotic or somehow distinctive, or as they see it, unique, and they do other things as well. Obviously, as Rav Shechter has commented, wearing tcheles lo yazik is not going to cause anyone any harm. That's a true statement. But my rabbein, including Rav Soloveitchik, were opposed to the wearing of tcheles. He felt that we lost the masorah for it. However you interpret that, there are different interpretations. I assume Eitan Rolnick and I investigate this matter extensively. But the fact of the matter is that there is opposition. And not everyone is convinced that this tchelis is the genuine article, the genuine item. And there are many tshuvas about this, including Agoin of Asher Weishlita, who wrote a lengthy tshuva about this in Chelik Beis, of his Minchas Osher. So I'm not running to do all these things. I wish I would run to go and learn Shas and Poskim, and that's what we should be running to do. And that's the ultimate real Dveikus and Hashem's Dveikus. So, again, I just, as I began, that's how I end, even though I could read you a lot more, but I'm not going to show you. One has to have a sense of, shall we say, priorities and the like. And I'm not condemning anyone, chas v'shalom. I'm not in the position to condemn anyone. but I will say that I think there are drachim that are salul, that are paved. We have a masoret of how to approach Hashem Yisbarach. And that's what we should follow. So we should learn all masakas and hebrin, and all brachas, and all megillah, and the rest of Shas, and Babi Yerushalmi, and Dalchev Shmoloch, and that's the ideal way of coming close to Hashem Yisbarach. Maybe it's not as exotic, maybe it's not as dramatic, maybe it's not as swashbuckling as perhaps doing the other things, but ultimately, that's the derech that we should try to follow, and Be'ez Hashem, Halavai, we should follow that derech, and thereby really have the ultimate veikus that we're all seeking and looking for.